So, I'm just sitting here waiting for this game of Kahoot to start with an old woman as my teacher. And so she thinks that playing a game of Kahoot will teach us Mexican culture. How would a game of Kahoot teach us Mexican culture? Yes, there's a lot of stereotypes on Mexican culture and all the other places around the world and their culture, but how will a game of Kahoot teach us that? Just, for most people, if you want to learn the culture, just go and experience it yourself on your own time. I don't get how a game of Kahoot will teach anyone how to do culture. I mean, I know how it can teach people how to memorize stuff and whatever, but the culture part of it, though? I mean, if you're taking a Spanish class, like I am, how does Mexican culture, what does Mexican culture have to do with learning Spanish? You're just learning what they do and whatever. I mean, it's not like in their English classes, they learn what we do. I mean, that's just odd. I mean, sure, you could say that it's important to learn culture of other places, but, I mean, just why on a game of Kahoot? And even so, it's been, like, 3 minutes now, and she hasn't even started playing the game yet. Just, some people just get too distracted so easily that it's, like, not even funny anymore. I mean, sure, every once in a while it could be funny, but just, it gets old after a while. Now, people are complaining it's slow. Oh, what? Hang on, because this girl's kicking people out now. People are saying that it wasn't in, even though I already was. I swear, some people are just so undeniably stupid. Or not even just stupid, just blind, unattentive to realize that I'm in this game. And she is still going on talking over and over and over again. I mean, I guess it's a good thing if you don't want to do any work. Which, to be honest, I don't think anyone wants to do any work. No one would want to do work. Oh, okay, so now I start the game. So I guess I'm going to keep going while playing a game of Kahoot. Cinco de Mayo celebrates what? That. Battle won at the town of Puebla? I mean, I don't know. And I'm doing this on two devices right now. Ooh, I actually got it right. Wow, only 3 people. That's just sad. There's like 14 people in this game, and only 3 people got it right. 6 thought it was Mexico's Independence Day, and 5 thought it was a war won against France. France! Who thinks that Mexico went to war with France? Oh wait, they actually did go to war against France. In 1862. I mean, I guess the clue on that one was pretty easy, matter of fact, because it's the country of France and it's the French flag. How did someone think it was the United States? I am at a loss of words right now. I'm literally just at a loss of words. United States is a larger country than France. I just don't know anymore. I honestly just don't know anymore. I think some people have already given up on life in their early stages of development, developing into a mature adult, even an adult, even a young adult too. I swear, this is literally killing my brain cells right now. Oh my god. And I have conferences all day today. This is just gonna be one sad day. And it's like cloudy too. That. I mean, we're learning against the Poland, you know? Like, why do we care about Mexico going to war with France and Napoleon? Why would we care about that when we have our own issues to deal with? Why did I even choose to continue Spanish for next year, too? It's just why? Why? Sure. I've probably given up too. At least there's only 16 questions. How did people think that the French army was not considered the best military at the time of the Mexican-French War? There's literally, like, really good... It's like really, it's really good, interesting videos. On YouTube, you can go on and just watch, listen, or whatever on it. And just learn stuff from that. I mean, simple. I'm looking at this answer right now. I'm not going to say what it is, the question or the answer, but just... I swear... Like, yes, I know I went from, like, complaining about why we're learning about Mexican culture in Spanish, in a Spanish class, and now complaining how people don't know stuff, yeah, but, oh my god. The mind of some people. The mind of some people. I swear. Again, I'm not going to go into the question or the answers right now. I'm pretty sure I have in the past, but I can't remember for some reason. But just the fact of how little people pay attention nowadays in our current time society is just... sad, stupid, you name it. I have to now these questions are like true or false. It used to be like four questions. Did I guess correctly?
I did.
If you knew that Mexico ultimately lost the French, why would you put that Mexico still won? Why? Why? mean, I know this isn't, like, really much of drama, but just, oh my god. First question was asking what the Cinco de Mayo celebrate. It gave you the answer. Now, 9 questions later, it asks, true or false, Cinco de Mayo celebrates the victory of the Battle of Puebla or something. And 3 people actually put false. Ugh. I'm gonna hate to see this number. I'm gonna hate to see it. I'm just waiting. There's like a timer of 3 seconds left. Just, what? Huh? Ten people thought the Cinco de Mayo was not largely celebrated in the U.S. and less celebrated in Mexico. Oh my god. I am at a loss for words right now. I can't believe how dumb people can be these days. The picture that showed Mexican people celebrating their heritage on Cinco de Mayo, and 4 people put false that they don't do it, celebrate their heritage on Cinco de Mayo. They're either too lazy to even look at a picture and analyze it. They are having a conversation and can't really pay attention, or just don't care anymore. Someone put down that Chicano is like, so is a person of Mexican and Aztec heritage. Why? Oh my god, tell me you're stupid without telling me you're stupid. Just why in the first place? Flamenco? I mean, that's not the answer. Someone put that for a question, but just, what is a flamenco? Is that even a real thing? Oh my god. Los Angeles is where the largest Cinco de Mayo celebration is. I'll be honest, that's a pretty good fact. That's a pretty good fact. Didn't know that. You learn from your mistakes and move on. And the last question. It's like, yeah, September. Mexico does celebrate its Independence Day in September. Just, I don't know how much longer I can do this for. I think I'm going to take Spanish for 1 more year. Some people thought that Mexico's Independence Day was still today. Cinco de Mayo. The question says, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Day of Independence. Mexico celebrates its Independence Day on Five people put May 5th. Cinco de Mayo and May 5th are the same date. They're the same date. The same date. Oh, and I came first place. I actually got first place. Okay, let's just get out of that, because I just can't anymore. I honestly just can't. I'm just gonna end it right there. Gonna have to wait for more in the future. So, yeah. I guess a new episode will be coming out soon or something. I don't know. Alright. Ugh! The mind of some people. And I'll leave it at that.